This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I got this wonderful dog. I got a couple wonderful dogs. Both of them I found, but our dog Farley, we found him up at the Wilcox Pound. And my dog Farley barks at snakes, you know, until I finally shout, "Farley! For goodness sakes. Okay, let's see what you found." "Oh, it's a desert king snake. They're okay to have around." "Grr, grr, grr, woof, woof, woof. Farley, I think that's enough." Okay, let's see what you found. "Oh, it's a gopher snake. They're okay to have around." "Grr, grr, bow, wow, wow, Farley, what is it now?" Okay, let's see what you found. "Oh, a Mojave rattler. They're okay, but maybe not around." "Oh, he's a good boy. You know, no snakes are ever harmed by Farley or me or Ms. Mosquito. No way. Hey, birds are passing through southeastern Arizona. You must have noticed. And we're seeing many Wilson's warblers, these small yellow birds with cute little black caps. Yeah. Where are you guys going? You're so cute. Why don't you stick around?" But no, they want to fly another few thousand miles northward. And of course, many birds stay right here, as we all know. And they're nesting and raising young, and it appears to me that it's the job of doves, mourning and white wing, to supply ravens with something to eat. When ravens tire of roadkill carrion, they can swing by a dove nest or two for fresh baby doves. Ravens like squab. Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. A friend of mine grows irises. He's a maniac about irises. They're blooming away. Blue, yellow, orange, pink, brownish. Just an array of colors and sizes. This is their blooming time. People are maniacal about irises, aren't they? Botanically, irises are quite a complex group, yes. Taxonomically, they're confusing, or there's so many of them. And then you add all the cultivars, all these crazy, crazy cultivars, and it's what? It's overwhelming. But here is the PD quick guide. You got your bearded, you got your crested, you got your beardless, and that all refers to a pattern or it's a formation on the three lower petals of the flower. Those three lower petals are called the falls, and that could be the falls. And then, by the way, the three upright petals are called the standards. And then if you look into the flower, then, my friends, as it says in Facebook under relationships, it's complicated. But they are beautiful flowers, and they're fragrant. They're so fragrant. Oh, and I can't forget to tell you, iris is the genus, and it's also my granddaughter's middle name, and the Greek goddess of the rainbow. There are 300 species found around the world. There are rhizomatous types, big fat roots, and there are bulbous types with bulbs. And common names are flag and, yes, fleur-de-lis. Yes, the fleur-de-lis is iris. Very cool. Oh, an interesting thing about three species, I think it's Iris germanica, Florentine, or something like that, they're from the old world, is that the roots are dried for months and months, and a fragrant oil is extracted, and it's used in toiletries. Yes, toiletries. It's also used as a flavor in some gins. They say it smells like violets. The dry roots are called orris roots. What? You can't say iris? Orris. Iris. Orris. Iris. Anyway, there are some North American species of iris. Not many, but yes, one called Rocky Mountain iris. Is it found in Arizona, Mr. Mosquito? Yes, at the top of the Sky Islands in Cochise County, you can find Iris missouriensis. A specific epithet indicates that somebody was very lost, but Iris missouriensis in all its purple glory occurs from North Dakota to British Columbia, south to Arizona and Mexico. Beautiful native iris found, you know, from 6,000 to 9,500 feet in moist meadows, blooming any minute. Now you know. Hey, one more from a Farley boy. Grr, grr, grr. Bow, wow, wow, oh, Farley, what is it now? Okay, why you acting so funny? Oh, you need a pat on the head or a scratch on the tummy. Oh, Farley, I know what I found. A dog that barks at snakes, and it's fun to have around. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.